Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我看到有初中生坐在下面。I'm
very happy to see the middle schooler sitting here.
其实他们小的时候我都在主日学教过他们。And
I taught them all previously in Sunday school.
我几乎现在应该都可以叫得出他们的名字。And
now I think I can call each one by name.
所以今天很高兴他们长大了，今天可以跟我们在一起聚会。And
so I'm very glad that they've all grown up and they could sit here together and meet with us.
我们现在先翻开圣经，我们来读主的话。Shall
we open up God's word and read some of what he says?
我们第一处是在以赛亚书37章。Our
very first passage is in Isaiah chapter 7, 37.
以赛亚书37章，我们读30节到32节。
Isaiah 37, let's read verses 30 to 32.
以色列人啊，我赐给你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自身的，明年也要吃自长的。至于后年，你们要耕种收割，栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。由大迦所逃于所逃脱于剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出。
Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself, in the second year what springs from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
接下来我们要翻到《使徒行传》第六章，《使徒行传》第六章一到七节。
Next, let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 6. We will read verses 1 through 7.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二门徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。” 大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加诺、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人、尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith.
接下来第八章，我们读第一节，接下来四到八节。
Let's read Acts chapter 8. First is verse 1, and then verse 4 through 8.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。那些分散的人往各处去传道。腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。众人听见了，又见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合一地听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着。那些鬼大声喊，呼喊，叫他们身上出来。还有许多瘫痪的。
And on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Verse 4, "Therefore those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. The crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. So there was much rejoicing in that city.
接下来是26节到35节。
Next is verse 26 through 35.
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，往南走，往那从耶路撒冷向加沙的路上去。”那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了。不料有一个埃塞俄比亚人，是个有大权的太监，在埃塞俄比亚女王甘大基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说：“你去，贴近那车走。” 腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说：“你所念的，你明白吗？”他说：“没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？”于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说：“他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。” 太监对腓力说：“请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？”腓力就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。But
an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he went up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth." The eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him.
36节到第40节。
Verse 36 to verse 40.
二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去。腓力就给他施洗，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去。太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到凯撒利亚。
As they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea.
最后我们要念21章第8节跟第9节。
And lastly, chapter 21, we will read verses 8 and 9.
第二天我们离开那里，来到凯撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。
On the next day we left and came to Caesarea, and entering the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who were prophetesses.
我们低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你今天能够来聚集我们在一起。
Lord, we thank you that you have gathered us together.
我们求你的圣灵实在是要帮助我们。
We truly pray that the Holy Spirit come and help us.
无论是年幼的和年长的，
whether we are elderly or young,
求你来对我们每个人说话。
Please speak to every one of us.
主，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今年以来，我有不少机会来读到以赛亚书。
In this past year, I had many opportunities to read the book of Isaiah.
我们 Sugar Land 的陈根今年是在读这本书。
And so in Sugar Land for our morning devotions, we've been reading this book.
我参加的那个查经预查这几个月呢，也在读这本书。
And in my Bible study group in the last several months, we've also been reading this book.
我们夏林会中我们的彭弟兄所交通的也是以赛亚书。
Our brother Ted Peng also shared on the book of Isaiah in our summer conference.
我们的弟兄在不久前的主日信息当中也是借着以赛亚书的一段来分享的。
And our brother several weeks ago also shared with us from several passages in Isaiah.
所以我有不少机会在思想以赛亚书。
So I had many opportunities to meditate on the book of Isaiah.
今天我要交通的题目就是出自于以赛亚书第37章的一句话。
And so today my sharing comes from a phrase out of Isaiah chapter 37.
也是大家非常熟悉的一句话。
And it's a phrase that we're all familiar with.
就是神借着以先知以赛亚对西西家王所说的一句话。
And this is a phrase that God spoke to King Hezekiah through Isaiah.
要往下扎根，向上结果。
That you are to take root downward, bear fruit upward.
神借着先知对西西家来说这句话的背景的时候。
And so in the background of what the prophet says to the king.
不久前我们的弟兄已经在主日的分享呢已经给我们说过了。
Our brother has already shared with us several Sundays, several weeks ago.
我们知道当时仇敌的一个工作就是要动摇神百姓的信心。
We do know that the work of the enemy is to shake the faith of God's people.
让神的百姓失去里面的信心跟盼望。
So that God's people will lose faith and hope in God.
所以仇敌的目的就是要除去神百姓心中的耶路撒冷。
And so the purpose of the enemy is to take away Jerusalem out of the hearts of his people.
把持守神的见证从神的百姓的心中拿去。
To take away that entrustment, that holding on of God's testimony from his people.
让我们心中根本没有或者根本不思想神的旨意。
So that in our hearts, we are no longer considering, no longer thinking about God's will.
在我们的生活中不要以神为我们的神，不要以主为我们的主。
The enemy wants to take away God from being God, from the Lord being our Lord.
所以仇敌的工作，他一个手段就是来对我们说话。
So this is what the work of the enemy is, that he's constantly speaking to us.
让我们的耳中每天都充满了仇敌对我们说话的声音。
That every day what fills our ears is the voice of the enemy.
使我们能够来落在仇敌的网罗当中。
So that we're constantly falling into his schemes.
当我们落在仇敌网罗的时候，
And so when we have fallen into the hands of the enemy,
我们就发现我们的耳朵呢就会变聋。
We realize that our ears now are deaf.
我们的耳睛呢，我们的眼睛呢就会变瞎。
And our eyes also become blind.
我们的心呢就会变得刚硬。
And our hearts become hardened.
所以神当时神叫百姓一个对付的办法。
And so God, in order to deal with this with his people,
就是不要听仇敌的声音
is to tell them that we are not to listen to the words of the enemy.
神要我们对仇敌的声音是耳聋的
that we need to be deaf to the words of the enemy.
不要叫我们看仇敌的威吓
to not look at the threats of the enemy.
神要我们对仇敌的威吓是眼瞎的
and that we need to be blind to his threats.
从一方面来看当我们拒绝仇敌声音的时候
so on one hand, when we reject the voice of the enemy,
可以让我们免受仇敌在我们身上的搅扰。
It can allow us to escape from all of his disturbances.
但更重要的是为了让我们能够听见神的声音。
But even more importantly, it's for us to hear the voice of God.
仇敌最怕的就是我们听见神的声音，听见神的话。
What the enemy is most afraid of is that we would hear his voice and that we would see him.
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is one who speaks.
他是愿意来向我们说话。
He is willing to speak to us.
但当我们的耳中充满了其他很多其他的声音的时候。
But when our ears are filled with other sounds, other voices.
当我们的心中充满了其他的心思意念的时候。
When our hearts are filled with other thoughts.
我们是没有办法听见神的声音。
We cannot hear God's voice.
我们也没有办法能够来摸着神的心意。
And we cannot touch his heart, his will.
所以当这些犹太百姓他们拒绝听仇敌声音的时候。
And so when the Israelites, when they rejected hearing the voice of the enemy.
神就来对他们说话。
God was able to speak to them.
神就借着先知来对西西家跟犹大百姓说话。
God was able to speak to the Israelites through Isaiah to Hezekiah.
神就来告诉他们最后亚述王跟他亚述王跟他军队的结局是如何。
God was able to tell them what was the end result of the Assyrian king and their army.
神就告诉他们，他要用钩子钩上你的仇敌的鼻子，把脚环放在他们的口中，使他们从原路转回去。
God was able to tell them that he was going to put his hook in their nose, his bridle in their lips, and turn them back by the way which they came.
神告诉犹太百姓，他们要保，他要神要来保护，来拯救耶路撒冷。
And he was going to tell the Israelites that he will protect and watch over Jerusalem.
我想西西家王跟当时的犹太百姓听见这些话，他们心中就得了极大的安慰跟释放。
I do believe that when Hezekiah and all the Israelites heard these words, that they were greatly comforted and felt release.
但神在向他们说话，说到仇敌结局的时候
，However, when God spoke of the end result of the enemy.
在当中插进来一段话。
There is another word that is stuck in the middle.
这段话是特别来向犹太百姓说的。
And these words are spoken specifically for the people of Judah.
就是我们开始所念的第三十节到第三十二节。
And that is what we just read, verses 30 through 32.
这里说到以色列人啊，我赐你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的，至于后年，你们要耕种、收割、栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself, in the second year what springs from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
我想如果我当时在这些百姓当中听到神来对我们说的这许多话的时候
If I were among the people of Israel, of Judah, and I heard God's word,
可能我只会记住神论到亚述王的部分
Perhaps I would only pay attention to the end result of the king of Assyria.
可能不大会记住这个三十二节到三十二节，在这一段话。
Perhaps I wouldn't remember these words from verse 30 to 32.
因为我们知道神已经对我们说了，他会来保护我们，我们最后呢都会平安无事的。
Because he has already said he will protect us so that we will have peace and safety.
我们往往更看重神在我们当中所要成就的。
But and so oftentimes we do not see all the things that he will accomplish for us.
我们很多时候都注重神在我们中间工作的结果。
Oftentimes we just pay attention to the end result of what he does.
而忽略神做工的方法和道路。
But we neglect his way or the method of how he works.
我们都愿意看见神迹奇事行在我们的当中。
We're all willing to see great miracles that he can accomplish among us.
但我们却很少来思想神怎么样子在我们当中成就了这些神迹奇事。
But very rarely do we pay attention to how God accomplishes all these miracles and signs.
我们更愿意得到的是结果，而不是达到结果的道路。
Oftentimes we just want the end result. We are not paying attention to the process or the way.
我们都很熟悉，也很喜欢主耶稣在地上所行的五饼二鱼的神迹。
And we're all very familiar. We all know the story of the Lord Jesus performing the miracle of multiplying the five loaves and two fish.
但我们很少来学习神怎么样子成就了这个神迹。
But very rarely do we practice and learn how the Lord had performed this miracle.
所以我们不仅要知道神要在我们当中所成就的工作。
So not only do we need to know what God is doing among us.
我们更要明白神做工的原则跟道路。
But we need to know the principle and the way of how he works.
所以这里神就借着这个三节圣经，让犹大百姓也让我们看见明白如何来对付仇敌的办法。
And so here, through these three verses, the Lord wants us to pay attention to how we are to respond to the attack of the enemy.
当我们要来对付仇敌在我们当中的作为的时候
，When we are facing the attack of the and work of the enemy among us,
神要我们往下扎根，向上结果。
God wants us to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
在三十节这里说到，你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的。
Here in verse 30, it says, "You will eat this year what grows of itself, and in the second year what springs from the same."
至于后年，你们要耕种、收割、栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
In the third year, sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit.
这让我们看到一件事情。
Here it shows us one thing.
如果我们不往下扎根，向上结果的话
，If you do not take root downward and bear fruit upward.
有一天，我们就没有果子可以吃。
One day, you will no longer have fruit to eat.
或许今年 我们还有自身的吃。
Perhaps you have enough for this year.
明年或许我们也有自长的可以吃。
And perhaps next year you will have what have survived from that.
但后年呢？
But what about the year after?
或许我们有一些以前所积蓄的余粮。
Perhaps you have some storage from previous times.
但如果我们现在没有往下扎根的话。
But if right now you have not taken root downward.
如果我们现在没有耕种，没有栽植的话。
And if you have not sown and if you have not reaped.
那么总有一天我们就没有果子可以吃。
Then one day you will no longer have fruit to eat.
当我们没有果子吃的时候，我们就会落在贫穷、饥饿、荒凉的光景中。
And when you have no more fruit to eat, you will fall into a condition of poverty and famine.
可能当我们刚蒙恩得救的时候，
Perhaps when you were just saved,
我们里面可能是火热的。
Within you, you have great zeal for the Lord.
但渐渐里面的火热可能就冷却了下来。
But it is possible that after time, that your zeal for the Lord has grown cold.
以前我们很喜欢读经。
In the past, you really enjoyed reading the Bible.
但慢慢觉得读经可能兴趣不大，我也不太爱花什么时间。
But gradually, you've lost interest, and you don't want to spend much time in it.
以前你也经常跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
Previously, you prayed with the saints often.
慢慢现在你跟弟兄姐妹或者自己祷告的时间都越来越少。
But gradually the time spent praying with the saints or even yourself, by yourself, it is now less and less.
好像祷告也变得不太有味道。
And as you pray, there's not much flavor to it.
当初我们很多看为粪土的，我们现在呢也慢慢的变成宝贝了。
Oftentimes the things that we saw as waste or as dung previously, now we think of that as our treasure.
可能我们都不需要等到后年。
And perhaps you don't need to wait till the next year.
一个原因就是我们没有现在来往下扎根。
And one reason is because you have not taken the time to put your root down.
我们现在没有来耕种栽植。
You have not sown, you have not reaped.
同样，无论我们信主了多少年。
And in the same way, in the number of years you have believed in the Lord.
可能我们现在的光景还不错。
Perhaps your condition right now is pretty good.
但如果我们没有继续现在来往下扎根的话，
But if you are not continually putting down roots,
我们的粮食早晚会吃完。
Your food supply at some point will end.
我们早晚会落在荒凉、贫穷、饥饿的光景当中。
Sooner or later, you will fall into a condition of being hungry and poor.
这也给我们一个警戒。
So this is a warning to us.
当我们发现我们现在属灵的光景向着神的心不如从前的时候，
When you find that your spiritual condition is not the same as it used to be,
我们要来思想，我们要来省察我们的自己。
We need to consider and search ourselves.
是不是我们停止了往下扎根？
Have we stopped putting our roots downward?
什么叫往下扎根？
So what does it mean to put your root down?
简单的来说，往下扎根向上结果就是我们生命的不断成长。
Very simply put, putting roots down and bearing fruit upwards means that your life is continually growing.
有时我们以为我们只要有了主的生命，我们就有了。
Sometimes we think, since we have the life of the Lord, we have it all.
啊，我们可能会想，我生命长不长大呢？就看主怎么样子带了。
Whether or not my life grows, it just depends on how the Lord leads.
啊，我们属肉体的人啊，都是觉得做婴孩呢比较舒服一点。
For all of us who are in the flesh, we all think that being an infant is the most comfortable.
因为你做婴孩不需要有什么责任。
Because as a baby, you don't need to have much responsibility.
你可以一直非常理所当然地接受别人的供应。
And it's very natural, that you can receive the provision from others.
但当我们开始长大了以后，
But as you grow up,
我们就会有很多的责任要加在我们的身上。
We have many responsibilities placed on us.
我们就觉得反而不如做小孩子的时候舒服了。
And we think, why not just stay as a child? It's so much easier, more comfortable.
大家知道我家里有两个孩子。
And you all know that I have two children in my household.
所以我姊妹呢一直来提醒我一件事情。
And my wife often reminds me.
我们家呢只有两个孩子。
There are only two children in this house.
我想偷一点懒都不行。
I cannot be lazy.
所以主不要我们只停留在做婴儿的阶段。
And so the Lord does not want us to remain as babies.
主要我们长大成人，长成他儿子的样子。
He wants us to grow up, mature to be as his son.
如果我们在属灵的生命上不长大的话，
If our spiritual lives do not grow up,
不仅我们没有心来服侍我们的主，
not only will we not have a heart to serve God，
就算我们有心，我们也没有力量来侍奉主。
Even if you have the desire, you won't have the strength to serve。
我们每个人不仅要长大，
not do we all need to grow up，
而且要不停的在主里不停的都不断的能够来长大。
But we need to continually grow。
当我们觉得我们的孩子在灵里面好像没有什么长进的时候，
When we find that in our children, in their spirit, they haven't progressed,
我们不仅要为他们的属灵的生命成长祷告，
Not only do we pray for their spiritual condition to mature and grow,
我们更要来问我们自己，我们在主里有没有停止了长进。
But even more so, we need to ask ourselves, have we stopped in our growth?
在我们的家庭当中，当我们自己如果觉得我们的另一半属灵上没有我好的时候，
In our family lives, when you look at your spouse and you think that perhaps their spiritual condition is not good as yours,
我们不是要在追求上我们先停下来。
It's not that we in our own pursuits we stop,
我们先来等我们的另一半，
that we're waiting for our spouse to catch up,
而是我们要自己更多的能够来不停的往前长进。
But we ourselves need to continue to press on.
当我们看到我们的聚会的当中出现冷淡退后的光景的时候，
When we see in our gathering, in our meetings, that there is a condition of being cold and backsliding,
我们不是在边上袖手旁观，
We are not to just stand on the side and be spectators,
而是我们自己每一个人都要不断地在主里长进。
But that every single one of us, we need to continually grow and progress in the Lord.
就像我们一个人的身体，
Just like our physical bodies,
只有所有的肢体都一同成长的时候，才显出这个是一个正常的身体。
Only when all the members of a body are growing together do we see a very normal body.
在一个家里，无论是年幼的年长的，我们都要一同的能够来长大。
In a family, whether you are young or old, we grow together.
这才是一个正常的家。
This is a normal household.
如果一个家婴儿永远是婴儿的话，
If in a family a baby is forever a baby,
或者是年长的没有变老的话，
Or if an older person never grows old,
我应该不说变老，应该说成熟跟老练。
I should not say old, I should say become more mature.
如果这样的话，这个家就变得非常的奇怪。
Then this household would be very strange.
我们知道这个是不正常的。
We know that this is abnormal.
所以为着我们大家都能一同不断地成长，
So in order for all of us to continually grow,
主要让我们不断地往下扎根，向上结果。
The Lord wants us to continually put our roots down and bear fruit up.
我们要成长，要结果子，首先最根本的一件事情就是要往下扎根。
And so one of the very basic first steps is that you need to put your roots down.
如果不往下扎根，就没有办法来往上结果。
If your roots are not going downward, you cannot bear fruit upward.
我们知道扎根呢是扎在地底下的，是往下的。
We know that roots go downward, down beneath the ground.
是看不见。
It is something unseen.
而果子呢是在上面，是看得见。
And fruits are on top, you can see them.
我们人往往都缺乏耐心，都喜欢结果。
We oftentimes as man, we lack patience. We want to see the fruit quickly.
我们都喜欢很多的果子呢在我们面前呢能够来显现出来。
We like to see much fruit in front of us.
让我们能够满足，让我们得到力量。
So that we may be satisfied, that we may be strengthened.
但如果我们只注重结果而不注重往下扎根的话，
But if you only pay attention at the end result and not at putting your roots down,
是不会有果子的。
You won't have fruit.
所以感谢主，因为我们都蒙了神的恩典跟怜悯。
And so we thank the Lord, we have all received of his grace and mercy.
我们都已经有了主的生命。
We all have the life of the Lord.
但这远远不够。
But it's not enough.
主要我们得更丰盛的生命。
The Lord wants us to have more abundant life.
就像我们里面已经有了种子。
Just like within us, we all have the seed.
这种子也在我们里面生了根。
And the seed has sprouted within us.
但不是说生了根就一定会成长。
But just because it's sprouted doesn't mean that it will grow.
我们生了根就一定会结果子。
Once it's sprouted, it will indeed bear fruit.
所以主在撒种的比喻最后说到一句话。
And so when the Lord told us a parable of the sowers, he told us at the end,
不仅种子要落在好土里面，
Not only does the seed need to fall into good soil,
并且要忍耐着结实。
But you need to wait until it's time.
就是要努力地往下扎根。
That means you need to pursue after taking root downward.
我们既然有了主的生命，就要来学习怎么样子扎根。
Since you have the life of the Lord, we need to learn how to take root.
我们生命是不是能够不断的成长，就在于我们能不能愿意往下扎根。
Whether or not our life can grow depends on whether or not you agree to put your root down.
如果我们能够不断的往下扎根，上面的果子不会成为问题。
If you are continually putting your roots down, then bearing fruit won't be a problem for you.
神不要我们今天只停留在今年吃自身的，明年吃自长的光景当中。
God does not want us to remain in the condition of just eating what we have this year and next year what springs from it, but then having nothing after the year after.
他要我们往下扎根，向上结果。
He wants us to put roots downward and bear fruit upward.
他要我们要耕种收割。
He wants us to sow and to reap.
叫我们来摘植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
So that we could plant vineyards and eat their fruit.
往下扎根，向上结果，是神向着我们的心意。
God's heart's desire is for us to put our roots downward and bear fruit up.
所以我们要来更多的学习跟思想，怎么样子来往下扎根。
So let's learn and let's think about how we are to put our roots down and bear fruit up.
下面我们就要从开始我们所读的许多使徒行传当中所记载的一个叫腓力的人跟他的经历来看往下扎根的几点学习。
And so continuing on, let's take a look at Philip, which we just read in the book of Acts, so that we can learn how to put our roots down.
好使我们的生活跟侍奉有所操练，生命能有长进。
So that in our life and in our service, we can grow and we can improve.
首先第一我们要来看在神的家中来学习往下扎根。
First, let's take a look how we are to take root downward in the house of God.
我们来看这个腓力他不是主的十二个门徒当中的 那一个。
We see that Philip, he was not among the 12 disciples that the Lord had chosen previously.
他是做执事后来被人称为传福音的腓力。
He was one who served and eventually became an evangelist.
这个腓力第一次在圣经当中被提到，就是我们开始所念的使徒行传第六章中。
The first time Philip was mentioned was in Acts chapter 6, which you just read.
他当时是在耶路撒冷的教会里。
He was in the church at Jerusalem.
我们知道早期的耶路撒冷教会是非常的兴旺。
We know that the early church in Jerusalem was very lively.
主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
God was constantly adding numbers to the church.
圣徒们彼此同心合一。
And the saints were all of one heart and one mind.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祷告。
And they held fast to the teaching of the apostles, and they constantly broke bread and prayed together.
就是在很多的逼迫当中，圣徒的心中仍然是充满了欢喜。
And even under great oppression, the hearts of the saints, they were full of joy.
我们都很羡慕，我们也能够在这样一个聚会当中。
We greatly admire being in such a church.
但我们发现，其实就算这样一个已经非常完美的教会，它也有难处。
But we realize that even in such a very good church, they still had their problems.
但他们中间门徒渐渐多的时候，就有说希腊化的犹太人，像本地的希伯来人，他们就发怨言。
When they were increasing in number, we see that there were some complaints from the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews.
他们发怨言说，因为在天天的供给上面忽略了他们的寡妇。
There were complaints because some of their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food.
所以我们看到我们在地上的任何的教会、任何的聚会都有各种各样的难处。
So we see that no matter which church you are on here in this earth, we will have our individual problems.
都有各种各样的需要。
There are various needs.
所以我们今天所要面对的不是关乎到底有没有难处和需要的问题。
And so today what we face is not whether or not there are any problems or what the needs are.
而是我们应该如何去面对和去解决。
But how we are to solve and how we are to face these problems.
首先我们要看到这些难处是教会成长当中的难处。
First, we see that this problem came because the church was growing.
当教会成长当中的需要超过了教会所长成的身量的时候。
When the needs surpass the capacity of what the church can do,
就会出现缺乏跟不足。
We will find that there is lacking and discontent.
当那个时候，那个教会只有一百多人的时候，
When that church only has about 100 some people,
饭食可能不是问题。
Food may not be a problem.
但我们看到不久5000人信主。
But we see that very soon, 5,000 believed.
又有3000人信主。
And then there were 3,000 that believed.
这时可能在饭食上就会出现了难处。
So now in the daily provisions of food, there were problems.
我们也知道饭食只是当时表现出来的一个难处而已。
And we know that this issue of food was just merely one problem that came up.
今天在我们的当中，
today among us.
可能我们在饭食上没有难处。
Perhaps we don't have problems regarding food.
但当我们中间人数慢慢增多的时候，
But when our numbers also increase,
我们在彼此的联络、彼此的照顾上，
And how we care for one another, how we communicate with one another,
可能就会缺乏跟不足。
Perhaps we may have lacking in some problems.
所以我们不仅要看到神家成长当中的需要。
And so we see that as God's house grows, that there are constant needs.
我们更要明白神的心意当中是如何来面对、如何来解决的。
We need to understand in God's heart, in His will, how He solves these problems.
我们不是仅仅来抱怨一下。
It's not just merely for us to complain about it.
我们也不是想一些用外面比较好的、有效的办法来解决这样一个需要。
Or we use some outside methods to try to solve these problems.
神家来解决神家的需要只有一个办法。
When God needs to solve problems in His house, there's only one solution.
就是神的家，他要不断的成长，来满足这些需要。
That God's house is to continually grow in order to meet these needs.
教会要健康成长，唯一的办法就是一同往下扎根。
In order for the church to grow and be healthy, it needs to Together, it needs to put down roots.
我们每一个肢体都要来往下扎根。
Every single member needs to put roots down.
不是我们负责弟兄的根要来往下扎。
It's not just for the responsible brothers to put their roots down.
而是我们每一个人每一个根都要来往下扎。
But every single one of us, every single root needs to be put down.
只有这样，神的家才能更好的成长，能够来满足这一切的。不足跟缺乏。
Only in this way the church can grow and meet every single need.
所以当时十二个使徒就叫众门徒来。
And so the 12 disciples at that time called all the apostles.
他从这些众门徒当中选出了七个人来叫他们来管理饭食。
And among these they found seven who could take care of this issue regarding the daily provisions.
从前可能是这个十二位使徒他们监管了饭食。
Perhaps it was these 12 original ones who took care of the daily needs.
现在我们看到有更多的人起来一同参与教会的服事。
But here we see many more. They were able to rise up and meet the needs of the daily food.
我们实在需要神家中每一位弟兄姐妹都来服事，都来往下扎根。
How we need every single brother and sister in the family of God to rise up and to put their roots down.
另外大家有没有注意到一件事。
I don't know if you paid attention to this.
开始我们读的时候，圣经中为什么要记载这个七个人的名字？
Why was it that the Bible recorded the names of these seven?
因为我们发现这七个人都是希腊人的名字。
Because we find that the names of these seven, they were all Greek names.
没有一个希伯来的名字。
Not one Hebrew name.
可以说这些人当中至少有六个是说希腊话的犹太人。
We could say that these six were those Jews who spoke Greek.
而提出抱怨的就是这些说希腊话的犹太人。
And the ones who complained were those who were the Jews who spoke Hebrew.
主很奇妙。
The Lord is amazing.
那选出来的七个人就是那些认为他们的寡妇受到忽略的说希腊话的犹太人。
And so these seven who were selected, it was their widows who were being neglected.
你可能以为我自己是被忽略的。
You might think that you've been neglected.
你可能以为我自己是非常的软弱，我需要是来被关心的。
You might think that you are very weak and you need the care of other people.
你以为觉得我自己应该是被供应的，我应该是叫别人来服侍我。
You might think that you need provisions, you need the service of other saints.
但如果我们都有心往下扎根的时候，
But when you have a heart to want to put your roots down,
我们反而能够来起来，能够来侍奉神，能够来供应别人。
You find that you will be able to rise up and meet the needs of others.
所以这个七个人后来被称为执事。
And so these seven, later on, they became elders.
执事的意思其实是非常简单，也非常清楚。
Or overseers. And the meaning of being an overseer is very clear, very simple.
执事就是侍奉神的人。
An overseer is one who serves God.
圣经也提到这些被选出来的是有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的。
And the Bible also tells us that these people, that they were of good repute, they were filled with full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
你可能觉得我一向都不是，我肯定不会被选上。
You might think, well, I have none of these things. I for sure will not be chosen.
但我们来看，好名声就是来做好的见证。
But you find that when you are found of good repute, that means that you bear good testimony.
被圣灵充满就是在圣灵的管理下面。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you are underneath the leading of the Spirit.
智慧充足就是敬畏神。
And if you are full of faith, that means that you honor God.
这些都是一个正常基督徒的生活。
This is the life of a very normal Christian.
我们可能每个人都还不完全。
Perhaps for all of us, we are not complete yet.
但我相信那选出来的七个人，他们也是不完全。
And I do believe these seven, when they were chosen, they were not complete or perfect yet either.
他们信主的人的年日比我们当中绝大多数人都短，可能只有几年。
And their number of years of being saved perhaps is much shorter than the majority of us.
但就如我们弟兄上个主日所交通到的一点。
But just as what our brother had shared last Sunday.
这些其实都是我们的选择。
These are all our own individual choices.
我们愿不愿意来为主来做美好的见证。
Are we willing to bear testimony for our Lord?
我们愿不愿意活在圣灵的管理底下。
Are we willing to be underneath the leading and discipline of the Holy Spirit?
我们愿不愿意是一个敬畏神的人。
Are we willing to be those who honor God?
我们愿不愿意在神的家中学习往下扎根。
Are we willing to be those who want to put roots downward to learn?
如果我们都愿意来选择往下扎根的时候。
If we are willing to want to put our roots down,
神叫我们能够来向上结果。
God will allow us to bear fruit upwards.
我们生命长进，神的家也就不断的成长。
Our lives will grow and God's house will also grow.
所以那个时候的耶路撒冷的教会，他们面临需要的时候。
And so when the church in Jerusalem, when they had a need,
包括使徒在内的所有圣徒们，他们都来一同学习往下扎根。
Including all the apostles as well as the saints who were present, they all learned how to put their roots downward.
接着我们就看到他们向上所结出的果子。
And then we see the fruit that was born upwards.
神的道兴旺起来。
God's word, it spread.
有许多的祭司信从了这道。
Many priests were becoming obedient to the faith.
连当时的祭司他们也明白过来。
And also many of the priests at that time, they began to understand.
什么是真正的祭司？什么叫做真正的侍奉？
What is being a true priest and what is true service?
在神的家中不是少数人来侍奉。
In God's house, it's not just a very select few who serve.
不是有祭司头衔的人来侍奉。
It's not just those who are the head of the priest that they serve.
而是所有蒙的人都是祭司，都是侍奉神的人。
But all who are saved, we are all priests, we all serve God.
所有蒙的人都要起来侍奉。
So all who are saved by grace, we all rise up to serve God.
所以愿我们每一个人都愿意在神的家中一同学习往下扎根。
So may every one of us learn in God's house how to put our roots downward.
让我们的生命成长能更好地在神的家中进功用。
So that our lives may grow, so that it may function even more in God's house.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要在一切的环境当中来学习往下扎根。
We are to learn how to put our roots down in all circumstances.
腓力在神的家中，他愿意来学习往下扎根，他的生命就能够成长。
Philip, he was willing to learn this lesson of putting his roots downward, so his life continually grew.
神能够来继续的，能够来带领他不断的学习往下扎根。
God was able to continually lead him so that he could learn how to put his roots down.
当神的道兴旺起来以后，仇敌的逼迫也不断的加增。
When God's word was continually being spread, the attacks of the enemy were also increasing.
我们看到与腓力一起同工的斯提凡就为主殉道。
We see that Philip's co-worker Stephen, he was martyred, the first martyr for their Lord.
圣经说到，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，门徒们都分散到犹太跟撒玛利亚各处。
The Bible tells us that a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
那些分散的人就往各处去传道。
And so those who were scattered, they continually preached God's word.
腓力就下到撒玛利亚城去宣传耶基督。
So Philip, he went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them.
一个在耶路撒冷教会管理饭食的门徒
And so this disciple who originally was taking care of the food provisions in Jerusalem
因着受逼迫离开了他所熟悉的耶路撒冷
Because of persecution, he left the very familiar surroundings of Jerusalem
去到外邦人的城来宣讲神国的福音
He went to a Gentile city in order to preach the gospel of Christ
腓力其实他到撒玛利亚 社区逃难的。
Philip, when he went to Samaria, actually he was a refugee.
但他在患难当中没有停止成长。
But in tribulation, he did not stop growing.
他还是继续地往下扎根。
He continually put his roots down.
所以我们所经历的很多的艰难困苦。
So many of the difficulties and tribulations perhaps we may encounter,
不是我们生命停止不前的原因。
They should not be a reason for our lives to stop growing.
我们可以像腓力一样, 就算在这些艰难困苦当中, 仍然能够往下扎根。
We can be like Philip to continually put our roots downward in all circumstances.
当腓力愿意往下扎根, 他属灵的生命就能够来成长。
When he was willing to put his roots down, his life grew.
他能够从以前管理饭食的 腓力成为传福音的腓力。
He became a Philip who previously was in charge of food to now Philip who was an evangelist.
虽然腓力他们是受逼迫，是去逃难的。
Even though he was a refugee, he was being persecuted.
但神却借着这些愿意往下扎根的器皿来成就他的旨意。
But God was able to use these vessels who are willing to put their roots downward to bear his name.
因为从那个时候，神的福音就从耶路撒冷传到了犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
So starting from that point onward, the gospel was spread from Jerusalem to all the ends of the earth.
神的旨意是不会因为外面的环境而受限制。
God's will not be hindered just based on outward circumstances.
同样在各种各样的困境当中，我们都可以用来学习往下扎根。
And in the same way, in all different circumstances, we can all learn how to put our roots down.
无论是我们个人的难处，我们工作学习当中的难处。
Whether it's our individual difficulties, perhaps at work or at school.
我们婚姻家庭的难处，我们身体上的难处。
Or our marital problems, or perhaps our health issues.
都可以叫我们学习来往下扎根。
All of these can allow us so that we can learn how to put our roots down.
让我们在这些艰难困苦的当中，我们的生命还是可以成长。
That in these difficulties, our life will continually grow.
接着不久。
After this,
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，往南走。”
An angel of the Lord said to Philip that you are now to go south.
从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去，那路是旷野。
Go to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza, and this was a desert road.
腓力就起身去了。
And so Philip rose up and he went.
当我们愿意不断往下扎根，主就不断的能够来带领我们往前。
When you're willing to put your roots down, God will continually lead you forward.
即使许多的环境，我们现在实在是不能明白。
Perhaps many of your circumstances, you can't understand it.
就像主带领腓力一样。
Just like how the Lord led Philip.
神可以让腓力在耶路撒冷教会当中，让他学习往下扎根。
God could have allowed Philip to remain in Jerusalem to have him put his roots down there.
神也可以带他到撒玛利亚，在受逼迫、在逃难的艰难的困境当中，让他学习往下扎根。
God could have also allowed Philip to remain in Samaria as a refugee as he was experiencing persecution, that there he could put his roots down.
现在主也可以带他到旷野当中。
But now the Lord could also bring him to the desert.
让他在旷野当中继续学习往下扎根。
That in the desert he can continue to learn how to put his roots down.
什么是旷野?
So what is a desert?
旷野就是非常荒凉,没有人居住的地方。
A desert is a wilderness, a place where nobody wants to live.
圣经形容到是大而可怕的旷野。
And the Bible describes this as the great and terrible wilderness.
是一个没人要去的地方。
A place where no one wants to go.
因为在旷野当中是没有任何可以叫人能够来羡慕,来依靠的。
Because in a wilderness, there's nothing that you can rely on, nothing that you can really admire.
神叫腓力从一个热闹的撒玛利亚城出来。
So Philip left a very noisy, bustling city of Samaria.
从一个充满喜乐的聚会当中出来。
He left a gathering that was full of joy.
去到一个他从没去过的地方。
He went to a place that he had never been before.
并且是没有人的旷野中去。
To a place where it was just a desert road where no one else was.
但腓力他没有推辞。
But Philip, he didn't reject it.
圣经说腓力就起身去了。
So the Bible tells us that Philip rose up and he went.
而且他去的时候实在都不知道神要叫他去干嘛。
And when he went, he didn't know what God wanted him to do.
但我相信他知道一件事情。
But I do believe that he knew one thing.
就算在旷野当中，神也可以在他身上做。
That even in the wilderness, God could still work in him.
在旷野当中，神也可以叫他往下扎根，叫他生命成长。
That even in the desert, he could still put his roots down and bear fruit up.
我们往往认为，我假如是在处在这样 荒凉的旷野 当中的时候
We often think that if we were to live in a desert or a wilderness
如果我能够保持住我现在的属灵光景而不退后的话
If I can maintain my current spiritual condition and not go back
好像已经不错了
It should be pretty good
我们大家也非常会理解跟体谅
And everybody would understand me
当我们看到祭司我们身处在大而可怕的旷野中时
And so as we see priests who are being born in the great and terrible wilderness,
但在属灵上我们可以不活在旷野荒凉中。
Yet spiritually speaking, we do not have to live in the condition of being in a desert or wilderness.
我们在旷野中仍然能够爱神，我们的生命仍然能够成长。
Even if you are in the desert, your life can continually grow.
非常稀奇，神往往让人在旷野当中来经历神。
It is truly amazing how so often God allows man to experience God in the desert.
我们知道在旷野中有主的声音。
Because in the desert, there is his life.
在旷野中主来为我们开道路，开江河。
In the wilderness, the Lord opens up the way, the road, as well as the water.
圣经罗马书是保罗所写的一卷书。
In the Bible, the book of Romans is a book written by Paul.
他是在第三次他旅行布道快结束的时候，在哥林多那个地方所写的。
He wrote it in Corinth towards the end of his third missionary journey.
当我们来读罗马书的时候，我们就知道保罗对福音真理的认识和这个真理在生活当中的应用已经在一个非常高的一个属灵的高度。
When you read the book of Romans, you realize that Paul was already at a great climax of understanding the gospel as well as how it is used in our daily life.
他讲到因信称义，因信成圣，还讲到因信得荣耀。
He talked about justification by faith as well as sanctification and glorification.
但之后不久我们就知道保罗呢他就被关在监狱里面
And not long after that book was written he was imprisoned
整整有四年的时间
And he was in jail for 4 years
但就算他在被囚的年日的当中
And yet during those times
他仍然能够服在神的手下
He submitted beneath the mighty hand of God
神仍然能够用他在被囚的日子里面叫他的生命能够有成长
God allowed his life while he was in prison to grow
当我们来读他在监狱里所写的书信的时候
When you read the epistles that he wrote while he was in prison
特别是以弗所书的时候
Particularly the book of Ephesians
我们就知道清楚地知道保罗对属天的认识又有了更高更深的认识
You see that Paul had a greater and deeper understanding of heavenly things
所以无论是神把我们放在任何的一个荒凉旷野的环境的当中
So whether or not you are in tribulation or perhaps in the wilderness
神还是让我们能够来往下扎根，我们的生命能够来被他来改变。
God will and can allow you to put your roots downward so that your life can be changed.
在过去的那个感恩节的时候
，In this past Thanksgiving time，
我在一个家庭聚会当中听到一个姊妹的一个见证。
I was at a family gathering and I heard a sister's testimony.
那个姊妹她现在做的工作就是那个在电话当中帮人能够来翻译。
What the sister does in her job is that she translates for other people over the phone.
因为在这里有很多的中国人，他不大会说英文，他需要一些翻译来帮他处理一些事情。
Because here there's a very large community of those who speak Chinese, and they need translation in order to get things done.
所以我们姊妹分享到，她接到的很多的每天的电话当中。有很多的事情是让她非常不喜欢的。
And so our sister shared that she has many phone calls throughout the day and many things that she has to hear that she is very displeasing to her.
因为她会听到很多的人是落在非常一种可怜的一些光景的当中。
Because she sees that there are many people who are in very, very sad conditions.
她也接触到很多人我们看到人的非常的一个败坏的一个光景
And she also encounters people who are in very, very corrupt conditions as well
这个就是我们 姊妹每天工作当中所要面对的。
And these are things our sister has to face every day in her work.
她觉得每天去上班的时候，她在翻译这些事的时候，她的心中是非常受压抑的。
And so our sister every day as she needs to do this translation work, she feels great oppression in her heart.
我们看到实在是落在一个好像荒凉一个旷野的当中，是要每天来面对。
And every day she has to face this wilderness or desert situation.
但她后来分享到。有一天主就让他借着一段圣经让他有一点点的看见
But one day the Lord through a passage allowed her to see a little bit
就是当时亚伯拉罕来向索多玛和摩拉向神来祷告来祈求
That was the story of Abraham when he spoke and prayed to God on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah
虽然索多玛和摩拉当中是罪恶满盈
Even though Sodom and Gomorrah their sin had filled up to the very brim
但是他还是为里面的城的人来祷告。
Yet Abraham still prayed for the people within those cities.
他求神这个城里就算有十个义人，就不要灭这个城。
He asked God, even if there are 10 righteous in that city, please do not destroy it.
当他有这个开启的时候。
And so when our sister had this revelation,
他去工作的时候。
And she went to work.
他每天面对的还是同样的人。
And every day she still had to encounter the same people.
但是他就为他们这些失丧的灵魂。能够来祷告
But now she was able to pray for these lost souls.
那些旷野的环境还在
The condition of being in the wilderness is still the same.
但是我们姊妹因为有这个看见，她里面的心思意念就被更新变化
But because our sister now she had this revelation and light, now her heart and her thoughts were changed and transformed.
神有时会把我们带到旷野荒凉的当中
Sometimes God will bring us into the desert or wilderness.
但如果我们能像腓力一样，愿意服在神
But if you are willing to be like Philip and submit yourself beneath God's hand,
愿意继续的往下扎根，神就能够让我们成长。
And continue to put your roots down, then God will allow you to grow.
让我们能够来结出果子。
So that you can bear fruit.
我们知道那个埃塞俄比亚大臣蒙恩得救就是一个果子。
And so we do know that this Ethiopian eunuch, when he was saved, that this was a fruit.
我们不是很清楚之后神是不是借着这个埃塞俄比亚人把福音传到了非洲
We don't know perhaps it was through this Ethiopian who brought the gospel to Africa
但圣经中神称腓力是传福音的人
But now the Bible calls Philip as an evangelist
今天如果神的福音神的工作受到拦阻
If God's work and his gospel is hindered
往往是因为我们没有像腓力一样
Is it because we are not like Philip?
在神量给我们的环境中愿意往下扎根
that in the condition and environment that God has given to us, we are not willing to put our roots down.
第三
Thirdly,
我们要学习往下扎根是扎根在基督里单单扎根在基督里
We are to learn to put our roots down only in Christ.
我们在教会还有各区的祷告会当中
In the church as well as in many prayer meetings,
我们很多的时候几乎每一次都会为我们当中的年轻人祷告。
Oftentimes, if not every time, we pray for the young people.
特别是那些已经在大学里的。
Particularly those of you in college.
因为我们知道我们当中不少这样的年轻人去了大学以后他们连聚会都没有了。
Because we know many of you college students, once you have left, that you do not gather, you do not go to meetings, once you leave for school.
我们有的时候会觉得没有办法理解。
Oftentimes we find it's difficult to understand.
这些孩子许多都是出生成长在基督徒的家庭当中。
Many of these children, you were born and raised in a Christian household.
他们从很小就参加圣经学习跟主日学。
From your very youth, you've attended Sunday school.
也都是在我们当中信主受浸来正常聚会
And many believed, were baptized, and have attended our weekly gatherings
为什么一到外面连聚会都没有了呢
Why is it that once you leave that they do not attend church?
所以我们知道我们的属灵的生命只能扎根在基督里才能成长
We know that our lives must be rooted in Christ in order for it to grow.
我们属灵生命只有扎根在基督里才不会枯萎。
Our spiritual life needs to be rooted in Christ for it to not wither.
我们的生命不是扎根在基督徒的家庭当中。
Our roots are not rooted in a Christian household.
不是扎根在主日学当中。
Our roots are not put down in Sunday school.
也不是扎根在弟兄姐妹的身上。
And our roots are not put down in the lives of brothers and sisters.
也不是扎根在聚会和教会当中。
And our roots are also not put down in the meeting or in a gathering.
我们的属灵生命要成长，只能单单的扎根在基督里。
In order for our spiritual lives to grow, our roots must be placed in Christ and Christ alone.
腓力他没有扎根在使徒的身上。
Philip did not put his roots down in the apostles.
所以他离开耶路撒冷的时候，他仍然能够成长。
So after he left Jerusalem, he was still able to grow.
他没有扎根在撒玛利亚的聚会当中。
He did not put his roots down in the gathering in Samaria.
所以他被带到旷野当中，他仍然能够成长。
So when he was led to the wilderness, he was still able to grow.
因为他是扎根在基督里。
Because he put his roots down in Christ.
如果我们往下扎根在基督里的时候，我们会看到有几个表现。
When you put your roots down in Christ, you will see several signs.
首先，他能够明白并顺从圣灵的带领。
First, you are able to understand and able to follow, obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从腓力身上看见，他是一个明白并能够来跟随圣灵带领的一个榜样。
So Philip, he is an example for us, one who understood and one who is able to follow the Holy Spirit.
他不受自己喜好的影响。
He was not influenced by his own opinions.
他也不受环境遭遇的影响。
He was not influenced by his environment.
他也没有受他工作果效的影响。
He was also not influenced by the result of his work.
所以无论在耶路撒冷、在撒玛利亚，甚至在旷野。
So whether he was in Jerusalem, Samaria, or the desert.
一个扎根在主里的人，就是一个能够随时能够来跟随圣灵带领的人。
One who is rooted in Christ is able to follow the leading of the Lord, no matter when or where.
但我们也看到特别看到一件事情。
And we see another very interesting thing.
一个愿意学习往下扎根的人。
One who is willing to learn to put their roots down.
他在明白圣灵带领上面也是一个不断学习的人。
He is also one who is continually learning how to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们往往以为圣灵就是用微小的声音在我心里面来对我说话，这个就叫圣灵的带领。
Oftentimes we do think that the leading of the Holy Spirit is that still small voice in our heart which leads us.
不错，这个可能就是圣灵对我们说话的一种方式。
Yes, perhaps that is one way that the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
但神在我们生命成长的不同的阶段
But God, throughout the different stages of our growth,
他会用圣灵说话的不同方式来对我们说话。
He will speak to us through different ways of the Holy Spirit.
让我们来明白圣灵的意思。
So that we can understand the meaning of the Holy Spirit.
我就举一个我们生活当中的例子。
Let me give you an example from our daily lives.
比如等会我们领会的弟兄会叫大家一起吃饭，我们有哀宴的时间。
Later, our brother, he's going to tell us that the meeting is ending and that we are going to have a time to eat.
我们这里应该所有人都能够听得懂，现在我们是吃饭的时间了。
And then all of us sitting here, we understand that it is lunchtime.
但如果我们的弟兄去对那个隔壁的婴儿室的婴孩这么说的话，
However, if our brother now turns his attention and speaks to all the infants in the nursery,
他们就听不懂。
They won't understand.
所以我们要对这些婴儿说吃饭在这件事情的时候。
And so in this matter of telling the infants that we need to eat,
跟对大人的方式是不一样的。
And in the method of how we speak to the adults, it's different.
我们会把婴孩呢放在那个高凳子上 high chair 上。
Perhaps you will put your infant in the high chair.
给他们呢戴上围兜。
And you need to put on their bib.
这样呢，这些婴儿呢，他们就明白了，现在是吃饭的时候了。
And now the infant understands this is the time to eat.
同样，现在我们生命成长，对圣灵对我们说话的方式是往往不一样的。
And in the same way, our stages of growing and understanding the Holy Spirit is all different.
在腓力的身上，圣灵说话的方式也有不同。
And it is also the same way. It was different for Philip in how he listened to the voice of the Spirit.
开始的时候，圣灵是借着使徒们的安排来对他说话。
Previously, it was through the arrangement of the apostles that spoke to him when he was in Jerusalem.
之后借着逼迫的环境来对他说话。
And later, it was through the persecution of the environment that the Lord spoke to him.
然后有主的一个使者来对他说话。
And now, an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip.
后来圣灵亲自来 对他说话。
And later the Holy Spirit spoke to him individually.
最后主的灵就把腓力提了去。
And lastly, the Holy Spirit just snatched him away.
所以当腓力每一次都能够来顺服圣灵的不同的带领的时候，
And so every time Philip obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们就发现圣灵说话的方式慢慢从外面转到了我们的里面。
We see that the way the Holy Spirit worked and spoke went from the outward to the inward.
但这是一个生命成长的过程。
But this is a progression of life.
愿我们都能够来谦卑下来。
May we all humble ourselves.
能够来服在神的手下，能够放下我们自己。
Submit ourselves beneath His hand and let go of yourself.
只有这样，我们才是一个扎根在基督里的人。
And only in such a way can you put your root down in Christ.
扎根在基督里还有一个表现，就是爱慕神的话。
There's another sign of having your roots in Christ, and that is that you love God's word.
愿意在神的话上能够来下功夫。
And that you're willing to be diligent in God's word.
如果我们信了主之后，在神的话上是随随便便的话。
If you're very casual about reading God's word after you believe.
我们从来不花时间去明白、去思想的话，我们就不是扎根在基督里。
You don't take time to read and to meditate on it, then you are not putting your roots down in Christ.
腓力是一个认真读神话语的人。
Philip was one who was very diligent in reading God's word.
所以当那个埃塞俄比亚埃塞俄比亚人问到以赛亚书的一段 圣经的时候
And so when that Ethiopian eunuch asked him about this passage in Isaiah
腓力马上可以来对他讲解
Philip was immediately able to explain
说明他对神的话是下功夫的
It tells us that he was diligent in reading God's word
而且他也思想神的话明白神的话的意思
It also tells us that he meditates on it and he was able to understand
他明白神的话都是指着耶稣说的
And he understood how every passage points to Christ.
所以他能开口从这经上起来传讲耶稣
That is why when he opened his mouth, he was able to begin from the scripture and preach Jesus to him.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，也要带着像腓力一样的一个问题来问我们自己
And so when you read the Bible, you also need to approach the scripture as Philip and ask yourself,
你所念的，你明白吗？
When you read, as you read this, do you understand?
所以扎根在基督里就是爱慕神的话语。
And so being rooted in Christ means that you love His word.
我们不断地往下扎根在基督里的时候
And so as you continually put your root down in Christ,
我们的生命就能够不断地能够来成长。
Our life will continually grow.
我们就可以不断地能够来结出神悦纳的果子。
We can also continually bear fruit that is acceptable to God.
这结出的果子就是基督的生命。
And this fruit is the life of Christ.
这个埃塞俄比亚人是神借着腓力所得到的一个神所要的果子。
This Ethiopian eunuch was a fruit that the Lord wanted to gain.
因为他得到了基督的生命。
Because he gained the life of Christ.
我们知道他才刚刚的信主受浸。
We know that he just believed and was baptized.
马上主的灵就把腓力提了去。
And immediately the Lord snatched Philip away.
他也不再见腓力了。
And he no longer saw Philip.
但圣经说他还是欢欢喜喜地走路。
But this eunuch continued on with great joy.
腓力所传给他的不是他自己。
What Philip spread to this eunuch was not himself.
而是他里面的生命就是基督。
But that life within him which was Christ.
所以就算腓力已经不在这个埃塞俄比亚人的身边了。
So even though Philip was not next to this eunuch anymore.
但他所得到里面基督的生命仍然能够叫他欢欢喜喜地走路。
But the life that he received now within him allowed him to continue on in joy.
神也在腓力的家中得到了果子。
And God also gained in Philip's household fruit.
圣经说到他有四个女儿都是说预言的
And so the Bible tells us that Philip he had four daughters who were all prophetesses
说预言其实就是跟腓力一样宣讲基督的
To speak prophecy also means it's the same as what Philip did which is speaking Christ
很久以前我读到腓力生了四个女儿的时候
In the past when I read about how Philip he had four daughters
我觉得这好像是一件不太容易的事
I kept thinking this is a very difficult thing
后来我来到了我们聚会的当中
But then I came to this gathering
我发现四个女儿好像不是一件特别难的事情
I realized that having four daughters is not a difficult thing
但可贵的是神从往下扎根的腓力的身上得到了四个宣讲基督的人
But what is truly amazing is that Philip one who is willing to put his root down in Christ gained four daughters who also were able to speak of Christ
得到了四个神所要的果子
Gained these four fruits that God desired.
当腓力扎根在基督里的时候，他自己也成为了一个神所要得着的果子。
When Philip himself put his roots down in Christ, he also became a fruit that God desired after.
基督的性情就做成了在他里面。
The nature of Christ was built into him.
我们开始念《使徒行传》二十一章最后讲到。
And so in Acts 21, it also tells us.
有一些门徒来到了凯撒利亚。
Some disciples they came to Caesarea.
他就进了传福音的腓力的家里，与他同住。
They entered the house of Philip the evangelist and stayed with them.
这其中就包括保罗。
And one of them included Paul.
这保罗就是二十多年前逼迫他残害教会的扫罗。
And 20 some years ago, this Paul was the Saul that persecuted Philip.
因为这个扫罗腓力才被迫背井离乡逃难。
And so it was because of this Saul that Philip had to leave Jerusalem, had to be a refugee and leave for Samaria.
但二十年来，神不仅改变了扫罗，让他变成了保罗。
But in these 20 some years, now Saul had been transformed into Paul.
神也叫腓力的生命成长到了一个地步。
And now God also allowed Philip to mature and grow to such a point.
能接纳从前逼迫他的，并与他一起同住。
He was able to host Paul, one who previously persecuted him, and live with him.
我想当他们一起坐下来彼此交通的时候
，I do believe as they all sat down at the table and fellowship together,
一定非常感慨主在他们身上做的奇妙改变的工作。
They must have had such fellowship to share on the amazing work of our Lord.
这就是往下扎根在基督里所结出的生命的果子。
This is the fruit of life after you have put your roots down in Christ.
神要我们往下扎根，向上结果。
God wants us to put our roots downwards so that we could bear fruit upwards.
让我们在基督里不断的长进。
So that in Christ you will continually grow.
无论在艰难困苦当中，无论在缺乏不足的当中，无论在旷野的当中，神都要我们来学习往下扎根。
Whether in difficulty or in tribulation, or whether you are, no matter where you are, that you can put your roots down in Christ.
叫我们的生命成长，能够结出蒙神悦纳的果子。
So that your life will grow, so that you will bear fruit upward that is acceptable to our God.
我们开始读到的圣经最后还有一句话。
When the passage that we read at the beginning, at the very end, there's one last phrase.
最后神说，万军之耶和华的热心。必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
什么是耶和华的热心？
What is the zeal of the Lord?
耶和华神向着我们有怎么样子的热心来成就这一件事？
What kind of zeal does the Lord have that he will accomplish this?
世人这几天都在为着圣诞节非常热闹。
People of this world right now, they're very busy regarding Christmas.
而我们则是在纪念神的儿子耶稣基督降世为人。
Yet we are remembering our Lord Jesus who came down as man.
我们可以来享受神的儿子带给我们的平安、喜乐和祝福。
We enjoy of the peace, of the joy and the blessings that he has brought to us.
14年前的圣诞节的时候
,14 years ago at Christmas time,
神让我看到另一幅主的图画。
The Lord allowed me to see a different picture.
你可能好奇为什么我记得说是十四年。
Perhaps you may be thinking, why do I say 14 years?
因为我们儿子的名字跟这个有关系。
Because the name of my son has something to do with this.
因为儿子下个月就十四岁。
Because next month my son will be 14 years old.
这幅画面是在以赛亚书五十三章第二节当中描述到的。
And this word is spoken in Isaiah chapter 53.
那里说到，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
There it says, for he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground.
神的儿子降生在地上。
The Son of God came down to earth.
却被人藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。常经忧患。
He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
但是他像根出于干地。
And yet he was like a root out of parched ground.
他不从世界得任何的好处。
He did not want any benefit of this world.
他在世界也没有任何的好处。
And he also had no benefits of this world.
他甚至在世界里找不到一个他可以出生的地方。
He could not even find a place to be born in when he came.
但他活在神的面前。
But he lived before God.
神让他如嫩芽一样的生长。
God allowed him to grow up like a tender shoot.
直到他完成了神的旨意。
Until he accomplished the will of the Father.
这就是耶和华向着我们的热心。
This is the zeal of the Lord of hosts.
耶和华的热心就是赐下他的儿子给我们来成就这件事。
The zeal of the Lord of hosts is that he has given us his own son to accomplish all of this.
还有什么其他的热心能大过这个呢？
What other zeal is greater than this?
他赐他的儿子给我们。
He has given us his son.
不仅要来拯救我们，赐生命给我们。
Not only to save us and to give us life.
他更要我们来往下扎根，得更丰盛的生命。
Even more so, he wants us to put down our roots so that we can gain a more abundant life.
我们今天有没有感觉到神这样的热心？
Today, have we felt the zeal of God?
我们有没有感觉到神甚至赐下他的独生儿子给我们这样一个热心？
Have we felt his zeal through him giving us his only begotten son?
我们有没有感觉到当神在他百姓身上要做往下扎根向上工作的时候，他的心中极其火热。
That when God wants to do this work of allowing us to put our roots down and bear fruit up, that in his heart he feels great zeal.
让我们都能够被神的热心能够来摸到。
May we all be touched by his great zeal.
让我们愿意起来不断地往下扎根。
So that we would get up and put our roots down.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你不仅把你的儿子的生命赐给了我们，
Because not only have you given us the life of your son,
你还要我们往下扎根，叫我们结出果子，能够来荣耀你。
You want us to put our roots down so that we would bear fruit up and give you glory.
让我们都能够明白被顺服在你的旨意当中。
So that we would all understand and obey your will.
愿万军之耶和华的热心在我们中间成就这事。
May the zeal of the Lord of hosts accomplish this.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.